and for students who are listening to the podcast who might be possibly thinking about coming and studying in England themselves as a student, what advice could you give those people before they came to the UK?
Academically, the advice I would give would be to read some of the materials on the reading lists, as start reading them as early as possible, because many of these courses are quite intensive and there's a lot of reading to do while you're actually studying. So any advanced reading you can do is really beneficial. So I think that would be one piece of advice I would give. I also think it's probably a good idea to try and read a little bit about the place that you're going to be studying in, to read a bit about London and a bit about England, and maybe think of some ideas of things that you would like to go and explore and find out about that are nothing to do with your studying.
In fact, lots of the universities, they have their own websites which contain quite a lot of information, don't they, which maybe will help students thinking about going, you know, before they go, they can look at the website and see what's available for them when they get there.
Yeah, and then looking out for the kind of social events that are specially designed to welcome students. And sometimes I think, you know, when you arrive in a place, you just want to kind of hide away for a bit. But actually forcing yourself to go to some of those social events at the beginning is a good way to begin to meet people. And probably to not to expect that it's all going to be 100% perfect straight away, and to understand that there will be lonely moments and times where you miss home, but there will also be many good times, and that for most of the students come away feeling really, really positive, as well as getting the qualification. They make relationships that they can keep through life. So I wouldn't be put off by the difficulties that I've talked about.
And everyone feels the same as well. I mean, lots of the students will be feeling the same, weren't they?
Yeah, that's right. And look out for the support services. If you are feeling low, these are people whose job it is to help students who are feeling in distress. So look out for those services if you feel that you're in need. Don't just keep, you know, hide away and keep it to yourself.
And I think also maybe for some cultures that they feel that admitting that they have a problem, admitting that they're struggling with the course or not understanding the English or not making any friends, I think there are some cultures who might feel that it's quite negative to admit those things. Mm. But in the UK, if you say those things, people aren't going to look down on you, are they? They're going to be there and support you and help you with those things.
I think that's right. And it's not necessarily just the culture as well. It's also that people often come from jobs where they've been managing other people. They've been quite high-powered, quite in control. And then suddenly to find themselves feeling lonely and isolated and uncertain is a very unusual experience for them. But yes, certainly in the UK, you know, we do feel that we would like to be supporting students who are experiencing these feelings, and it's not something that you should hide away.
Yes. Well, Jenny, thank you very much. I'm sure that's been very interesting for a lot of our listeners, especially those, as I say, who are thinking about coming to the UK and studying English. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Jackie.